It's 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. Israel's military announced intensified strikes on Hamas-controlled Gaza ahead of a planned ground invasion. And that comes as the Pentagon says it's bolstering defenses in the Middle East over escalations by Iran and its allies. The BBC's David Harper.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said the move would help protect Israel and U.S. troops. He said he was making an unspecified number of additional soldiers ready to deploy. The United States has also sent a significant amount of naval power, including aircraft carriers, to the Middle East in recent weeks.
Tanks and other military equipment have rolled closer to the border with Gaza. CBS's Roxana Sabiri is in Tel Aviv.
Israel announced it's stepping up its bombardment of Gaza and says it finalized plans to expand its operations. Signs of a much-anticipated ground incursion, which could complicate the return of more hostages. And along Israel's northern border with Lebanon, Israeli forces again exchanged fire with Hezbollah, the powerful Iran-backed militia there. An Israeli-American reserve soldier was killed in the skirmishes.
A leader of a Detroit synagogue with political ties was stabbed to death and found outside of her home. CBS News Detroit's Terrell Bailey with more on the death of Samantha Wall.
Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan saying in part Sam's loss has left a huge hole in the Detroit community. This entire city joins with her family and friends in mourning her tragic death. And Representative Alyssa Slotkin, who Wall previously worked for, said, "My heart aches that we have lost someone so dedicated to serving others in such a senseless act."
A break in the case of the fatal shooting of a Maryland judge. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Police searching for the killer of a Maryland judge found a vehicle belonging to the suspect. Judge Andrew Wilkinson was shot dead in the driveway outside his home Thursday, allegedly by Pedro Argote. The shooting happened just hours after the judge presided over a hearing in the suspect's divorce trial, granting his wife custody of their four children.
Argote is still out there, though. Striking actors set to return to the bargaining table with the major Hollywood studios on Tuesday, but some new guidelines, especially about Halloween, are raising eyebrows. Tina Patel with CBS News Los Angeles.
Because actors are not supposed to promote any struck work right now, SAG-AFTRA put out some guidelines for Halloween, asking members not to dress like characters from current movies like Barbie. Some say the union shouldn't be worried about small issues like that. They say their focus should be getting back to the bargaining table and getting everybody back to work.
That work stoppage has now topped 100 days. The WGA strike lasted about 150. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you have local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin until midnight. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by the UPS Store, North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square in Madison. Get all your printing and shipping needs there or at theupsstore.com. And by Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all. Stop into their office on Atwood Avenue or find them online at weikert-lakepoint.com. Let's kick off tonight with a double dip of Droids Attack. We'll have information about their new beer in just a couple of minutes. There's a double dip of Droids Attack to kick off Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
kicking off Max Inc. Heavy with a double dip of Droids Attack, Sci-Fi or Die. Baham Estrada before that. Droids Attack and Stark Weather Brewing Company just released a brand new beer, Astro Glider APA. The beer is available at Stark Weather Brewing on Atwood Avenue or on Aftershock Classic Arcade on East Washington Avenue. Stop by, have a pint, tell Brad Van congratulations on yet another handcrafted beer from Madison. How cool is that? Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Kay, original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Coming up this hour, we got music from The Gusto. We'll do some Zeroed Hero, some Helion Prime, and we'll do Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Abaddon's End is playing a Halloween show at Kid Glove Harry's Prohibition Bar in Viola, Wisconsin. This coming Saturday, it's a Halloween show, Saturday, October 28th. We'll hear their new song, Absence in Adolescence, right after the anthem from Iron Plow. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Where have you gone? What have you been?
cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Cheap and stoic, real and pro. Crushing slow like velvet. Elvis is singing, my ears ringing. A hunk of burned out love. Ashes rising, no surprises.
The keys at the end of the song. Zeroed Hero, their brand new song called Bloody on Max Inc. Heavy. The Gusto before that with Baby Come On. We want you to play your music on Max Inc. Radio. Get us your music. Maybe you would like to perform live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio, or maybe we can sponsor your next live event. All the information is waiting for you right now at maxincradio.com. While you're there, be sure to check out all the podcasts, music news, and grab the Civic Media app and put that in your mobile device right now. Check it out. It's all at maxincradio.com. We're going to invite a Mad Rollin' Doll over to open a box of wine with us. That's coming up next on Max Inc.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm feeling light, feeling lit, feeling high. I feel my glass.